Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 36 degrees.
TV rest of your.
Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. 31 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
KD80DY Mobile Myra.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 32 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 32 degrees.
This is KF8CPP. Yes, I do have a copy. I heard you loud and clear. All right. So, 237, so... Are we trying to run the SSTV at 5? I need to redo my script here, please. Oh, no, now let me fill in. So... Yeah, let's look at my, this is an announcement part, and then there's the image transmission. So we will now begin the image transmission portion of the mass, so just that we'll have an opportunity to send it to you. And then it says, we'll call on the statement in order to check in on the number of hours. But if I, I'll send it, and I'll send it 10 minutes to make sure, like, I don't know how it's going to fill in. We haven't figured out a recorder for you, so maybe we can work on that, you know, maybe even before the next start, before it starts. It's going to take too long to figure something out, but my OS is
pretty
good.
Whoever's on Lansing VHF needs a signal before they continue.
This is KFACBP. Jason, I could not, like, hear, I could not hear your signal coming through, like, at all. Like, it's not my end, because it's picking up as an S9, but, I think you might need to fix your antenna again, because there's a lot of interference, so, yeah, all right, back to Jason. This is KFACBP.
All right, this is KF8CLL. I'm on EchoLink now, so it should be coming through perfectly crisp and clear, so. Yeah, I don't know. I forgot what I said, so. Like I said, I was saying I was going to try to help you figure out before I start that net at 5 today, if we can get you a slow scan TV decoder, maybe even an encoder. Well, you've got that website, and that website I'm using too, so, because I'm on Chromebook, so. Maybe that'll work. We've got to figure something out for a decoder, though, because you can't decode images without a decoder, so. Anyway, KF8CLL, back to Ricky. It's not...
Yeah, well, I'll have to figure something out so I could decode images. I'll do this. If there are any other hams listening who happen to be listening, what's up?
Ricky, I believe you let off the microphone key on the... DTT, so come back again unless you're ready to get it. I have no idea though. But come back. KF8CLL, we'll be going clear.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 30 degrees.
Foxtrot Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo, this is November 8, Victor Lima Charlie.
November 8, Victor Lima Charlie, I hear you loud and clear. How are you tonight?
I'm just peachy. I turned my radio on this morning and I didn't hear you. But then, come to find out, Terry had disconnected the radio from the coax, so it's no wonder I didn't hear you.
Good thing you didn't try to transmit.
Yeah, I know. No, I was sitting here, I was just waiting for somebody to call, because you said you were going to charge your radio up last night, and I thought, well, I'm sitting here thinking, and then it's been a while, and I didn't even hear the repeater come on, and I thought, I wonder what's going on. So I checked the other end of the jumper that I have on here, and it was not connected to anything.
Yeah, that might be a problem.
Are you on your way home from work? How was your day?
Oh, boy, went all the way down to Monroe today, then got stuck in traffic the entire way back. Yeah, I just got out of work not too long ago, so, yeah, I get to go home now.
I sure don't envy that drive of yours. My gosh. I remember when Terry was working and he would get stuck in that stuff every day of the week, and he would just come home on edge.
Oh, yeah, and I wasn't even the one driving. My trainer was the one driving, so I was still feeling the stress.
That might even be worse. You've got no control over anything.
Affirmative. Yeah, my night's only just beginning. I'm going to run down to Pontiac real soon. And I'm going to go hang out with a bunch of my church family. So I got that going on, and I'll be down there for a few hours. So, yeah, no rest.
Yeah, you're a busy boy. Did you enjoy your meal last night?
I did. I enjoyed seeing how many hams showed up, and we had a good chunk of the club there last night, and it was good time socializing with everybody. What about you?
Yeah, we had a real good time, too. Met a couple of new members, which was nice. you know, once we got up and started walking around, you know, the way we were all sitting, it wasn't easy to mingle. But once we got up and started walking around, met a couple of the new members, and that was very nice.
Yeah, I would have loved to stay later, but I had to get home and get ready for work.
We were just a few minutes behind you. Everybody was filing out. It looked like the restaurant closed down at 9 o'clock, though, because, you know, we were in that back room, and when we walked out, the rest of the place was pretty empty. They were cleaning things up and shutting things down.
Yeah, I noticed that when I walked out. So I don't know what time they closed, though, but that's also my second time ever going there.
Yeah, I don't know either. That was our first, but, no, we just thought it was a little unusual for a restaurant to close up that early, but
good afternoon. 1700
anyway,
hours.
I will let you continue on your journey, and maybe you can pick up another call.
29 degrees.
And I will talk to you later. This is NAVLC and 73.
All right, it was good talking to you. I'm sending 73, and I'll say it's probably same time tomorrow. I'll be back on the airwaves. So this is W8FFR. I am clear and monitoring.
W8FFR, KFAAYL.
KFAAYL from W8FFR. It's good to hear from you again. How you been?
Well, I've been just splendid. Was up north for a while, doing my barn building, but back home for a few months here. We'll see how it goes. How you been?
Busier than I've ever been so far. And yeah, consistently up in the 10 and a half hour days. So fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm still working, but I don't do, yeah, it's a lot easier these days, but yeah, I remember the 12-hour days for sure. There was many months that went by in my career where I was doing 110 hours a week.
Yeah, I'm pulling 60 right now, so fun times.
Yeah, that's always a lot of fun, but I was enjoying myself when I was doing that. It was work, but I still like what I did then. But doing the same thing now, 20 years later, that's a different story.
Yeah, no, I'm still young, so I can do the job I'm currently doing. Hopefully, I won't be there the rest of my career, but because I got plans I'm working on, but at least as of right now, it's giving me a paycheck, so I'm satisfied for the moment.
Plans and goals. I like to hear that. I like to hear that. That's good.
Yeah, I had to fall back on one of my fallbacks, though. I took a physical test kit on City of Detroit Fire, and I timed out, so I didn't complete the physical test within the time period. So I could reschedule it. I haven't decided if I'm going to give it another attempt or just go to one of my fallbacks.
Yeah, well, that happened. Who knows? Who knows, my friend?
But see, you have snow up there, because it's been, we had a couple days where it was in the mid-40s down here, but other than that, it's been cold. I don't know what the weather's like up there.
Well, I don't think Birch Run is that actually more north than Lapeer is, or I think that's the general area where you live, if I remember correctly. But there's a little bit, not much, I would say, a dusting, but up in the UP at my place, there's a good 18 inches on the ground, and it's snowing hard. I love it. love to see it, but I'm not there right now.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, but 18 inches and still going. Yeah, that's snowfall.
Yeah, I got a camera on that place up there, and I got a plow guy who keeps it open for me, so it's ready for when I come in. He doesn't plow too much when he knows I'm not there, but when it gets to be 12, 14 inches, he's got to plow. He already did one push, and I think he's getting ready to do another one, I think, because, yeah, it's snowing. It's snowing good there. I love those days when I'm there. When I'm there and it's snowing hard like that, I just love it. I love it. Can't get enough of it.
Oh, yeah, you also can't really do anything outside when there's that much snow on the ground.
Oh, no, that's where you're wrong. You go snowshoeing, you go snowmobiling, you go cross-country skiing, you go cut some wood. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, obviously, because those, I was referencing most work you would normally be able to do, you really can't do when there's that much snow.
Yeah, it's no fun putting up antennas or doing fine things with your fingers without gloves or with low gloves. But, but yeah, it's there's plenty of winter recreation activities, that's for sure. And this time of year is nice because the lake is not quite frozen by the where we're at. And on calm days, you can actually put your kayak in amongst the little icebergs floating around and do a little, what I call, winter kayaking.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is kind of fun. I can do that in the spring occasionally, too. And in the spring, I got a really good, I'm not a photographer or anything, but I got a really good photograph of a exhausted goose who had landed on a little ice thing not much bigger than he was, but he was so exhausted from, you know, flying probably for hours and hours. He let my kayak get pretty close, and I got a really good picture of this goose sitting on this iceberg, sitting in a calm Lake Superior with ice cliff things in the background. It's a pretty cool picture.
Well, that sounds cool, but I hate to cut this conversation short, but I just pulled into my driveway, and I'm ready to get out of my work clothes and, yeah, get some dinner because I'm hungry. But it's good to hear from you. I'm glad you're back down here from the UP for a little bit, and I'm sure I'll hear you again on the radio. So, KF Faith AYL, I am sending 7-3. Have a wonderful rest of your night. And this is W8FFR. I am clear on your final.
Yeah, good to hear from you. Well, I've been back for a little bit, but I haven't quite caught you for the last week and a half or so. So good to hear from you. And enjoy your dinner and the rest of your evening. KF8AYL.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 30 degrees.
KF8CPP, this is KF8CLL. Ricky, are you out there? This is KF8CPP. Yes, I heard you loud and clear. Yeah, sorry about the noise. I'm in the car right now. I'm out in Mobile with my mom. We're going to the Laundromat. I don't know. There's probably hella picket fencing right now, and you probably might lose my signal at some time, so let me know if I'm coming in good or not the whole time. I will be closer to the repeater, so that's a plus.
Well, that's good that the repeater's near the laundromat that you're going to, which is nice, so yeah. Yeah, your signal's coming through good. So, yeah.
Alright, I had to switch radios because the other one's being funny with the audio, the output audio, so. Is my audio all good on this one, too?
Yes, it is good on that one as well, loud and clear. Heard you loud and clear.
Alright, I think we just crossed over St. Joe. We're on Waverly. We're on Waverly right now. I can see the sign for the laundromat now, so. What in the... Okay, Burger King is on some weird crap right now, Rookie. I'm just going to let you know that. I know you don't like pickles, but I'm sure you really don't like deep fried pickles. That is a strange thing. I wonder who likes them. Well, probably millions of people, but not me. I mean, I've never tried.
I do.
Yeah, it's just... it's snowing, so, and it's still coming down. How about you? Is it still snowing at your place?
Yeah, let me check and see if it's still snowing. Hold on, give me a second. And look out my window. It is very lightly snowing. And deep fried pickles, oh my gosh, those just sound so nasty. Oh my gosh, like, who likes those? Like you said, probably millions of people. So, yeah. This is KF8CPP.
Yeah, I'm at the laundromat now. It's kind of heavy. It's the Waverly Point Laundry Laundromat, so I don't know if you know where that is. From the Waverly location, and it shows up right here.
Yeah, I think your signal's cutting out because it keeps kerchunking the repeater now. Every time you try to come in, it just goes out.
You got a copy on me now?
It's a little better. Still not great, but I can understand what you're saying.
All right, I got to go and run these baskets inside, so I'll be back on the repeater in a few minutes.
Alright, well, I guess I'll let you go for a few minutes. Let's all go clear. KF8CPP will be going clear and 73 to you, Jason.
KF8CPP, you still listening?
Yep, I'm still here. Yep, this is KF8CPP.
I'm in my laundromat right now. And the radio has just switched to right before we arrived.
Yeah, you are just not making the repeat from inside of there. It just keeps cutting out and kerchunking it. Sorry.
KF8CPP from KF8CLO. Do you copy?
This is KF8CPP. Yes, I heard you loud and clear.
I'm using Echo Link right now, so I'm probably just going to hop on a call. So, yeah. say 73, and we'll be calling you in just a minute. I just walked outside, and it's freezing out here. All right, 73 from KFHCLL, and I'll be going clear.
All right, 73, and I'll see you on the call. This is KFHCPP, and we'll be going clear.
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 29 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 28 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy. 28 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. 24 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, mostly cloudy, 22 degrees.
KFADYL monitoring.